So with this sermon, I decided that I wanted to discuss something that God's really been speaking to me about over the last year or so. Some of the strands of thought here are still being tied together. So I do apologize if there's any aspect that is disjointed here. It's because this is very much something that I haven't finished with yet. So I'd like you to turn, please, to Matthew 1:23, and I'll give you a second. Now, this is a verse that we typically only look at Christmas time, and as a result, we kind of underestimate the significance of it. Okay, so Matthew 1:23, famous words. You'll hear them every Christmas. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son. And they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. Now, the thing I love about the name Emmanuel is this relationship aspect, this idea that Jesus' identity is bound up in God's desire for a relationship with human beings, to be with us. And when you look at the Bible, when you look back at the Old Testament, you very much get a sense of the narrative building up through the whole of the scriptures. So in Genesis, when God creates this perfect world, you have God walking with Adam in the cool of the day. And I love the wording there because it makes it sound like this was just what they did every day. They went for a stroll in the garden together. Imagine being that close to God, that you could literally be there walking side by side with him, his hand in yours, walking through the garden. A beautiful summer's day, the temperature just cooling, so it's perfect. That was the experience in this original perfect world. But sadly, sin entered the picture and it broke off that perfect relationship. And as a result, when you look through the Bible, you get the sense that it is God's pursuit of restoration of relationship. At every stage, God is drawing nearer and nearer to the people he created to have relationship with him. And so he chooses the Israelites, and there he is dwelling with them, among them, in tabernacles and then temples, getting closer and closer until you get to the incarnation, God with us, when God enters into the human experience and becomes a human being. And imagine at that moment how close you could get to God again. If you were in Israel 2,000 years ago, you could touch the hem of Jesus' garment. You could wash his feet with your tears. You could lean your head against his chest and rest. That's how close you could be to God. And then it struck me there's a moment where this whole theme of God getting closer, it just seems to come to a screeching halt. Because when Jesus has risen from the dead, he ascends to heaven. What happens to that theme of God with us? Well, what happens to it is it actually increases in scale because Jesus ascended to heaven so that he could pour out the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is the next stage of God with us. Because now, how close is God? As close as the air in our lungs, as close as the beating of our hearts. Jesus didn't ascend to heaven to go away from us, but so that God could get closer still, closer than ever before. We are still in the age of Emmanuel. Now, in this age of Emmanuel, there are two ways that this works out. First, there's God with us, with his people. The same spirit who filled Christ when he was baptized at Jordan fills us. The same spirit who sustained Christ in the desert fulfills us in our trials and troubles. The same spirit who empowered Christ to do miraculous things empowers us. The same spirit who ultimately raised Christ from the dead lives within us. We are part of that Emmanuel now. God is with us. But there's another aspect to this as well. Because through us, this promise of Emmanuel is for the nations, for this fallen, broken world as well. The Bible calls us the body of Christ. And usually when we talk about the theme, the idea of the body of Christ, we focus on the idea that every member of the body has their own part to play and so on. And that's true. But there's another aspect to it. To be part of the body of Christ is to be united with Christ, to represent Christ on this world. Yes, he ascended to heaven, but his body is still here on earth, ministering. The church is an extension of Emmanuel, the continuation of God's presence and Christ's mission to the world. Quite a mind-blowing thought, isn't it? That the story didn't just end when Jesus ascended, but it continues through his people. We see it in Acts. We see it in Acts, and we see it continue to the present day through us. We're part of this story of Emmanuel. And just as Jesus extended the kingdom of God through his life, so we extend the kingdom of God in our lives. So how do we do this? Well, the answer is bluntly in Ephesians 5:18, be filled with the Spirit. Just as Jesus could not begin his ministry until he was baptized and filled with the Spirit, so we cannot minister out of our own power. If we try to, then we're like bits that have been cut off from the body rather than actually joined to him. We need to be filled with the Spirit, because the Spirit shows us the Father's will and unites us with the Son in his mission as he continues to work in this world. Ultimately, it's through the Spirit's work in our hearts and lives that we reveal Christ to the world, because the Spirit transforms us from glory to glory. He restores that damaged image of God so that ultimately we look more like Christ every day. Think about that. The more time you spend with God, the more time you focus on listening to the Spirit and allowing him to work within you, the more people around you won't see you, they will see Christ in you. You will be his image bearer in the world. Now, one of the quotes that really helped me as I focused on this was from a book called Redeeming Power by Diane Langberg. And I've used it in the devotionals because, well, of course, if I've been focusing on this for a year, it's going to have cropped up, isn't it? I just want to read this quote, because this is true for each one of us. The power of a person is found in likeness to Jesus Christ. It is not found in brilliance, gifting, knowledge, position, verbal power, reputation or fame. It is found when any mere person, such as yourself, flings open the corridors and closets of their life so that they are full of the light and love of God. That person, full of living water, will alter any landscape in which they work. That person will help fill the earth with God's glory. I'll say again that first sentence. The power of a person is found in likeness to Jesus Christ. As we open our hearts to the Spirit, as we allow the Spirit to work within us, we are changed to become more like Christ. And as we then step out into the world, we manifest his presence in our lives. We embody his presence in our world. In Genesis 12, verse 3, one of the earliest prophecies of Jesus, you read God say to Abraham, all peoples on earth will be blessed through you. Now, traditionally, I've taken that verse to mean, and that's the cross. But suddenly I sat there thinking, if there is such unity between Christ and the church, then it's not just the cross. It's also the church. Because through Christ's continuing mission to this world, through his body, us, all nations on earth are being blessed. We, again, are part of that story running all the way back. We are part of God's blessing to the nations. These words are very powerful. They're challenging. They really leave you reeling a little. But they're also hopeful, because they mean when we look out at this world, when we look out at all the problems and situations, we can be confident we are part of the answer, because we're part of the body of Christ. God is at work within us, and he's at work through us. The kingdom of God that extended through Christ is continuing to extend even now. And so my encouragement would be for each one of us today to just take away from this that you are part of God's blessing to the nations. You are part of God's blessing to your friends, to your family, to the place where you work. Bring your life before God. Ask him to work within you to reveal himself more and more through you, that his kingdom may come and his will may be done in your world as well. I'll close in prayer. Lord Jesus, I thank you that you are Emmanuel. Not you were, but you are. You were born on earth. You lived, you died, you rose again, and now you have poured your spirit out. So Lord God, I pray that each one of us will open our hearts to your spirit and allow the spirit of Christ to work within us, to transform us from glory to glory. I pray that we will take seriously the church's mission to be a habitation of God's presence in our community, that the world may be changed, that our worlds may be changed, that our friends and loved ones may be changed. In Jesus' name, amen.